Here with me is Dr. Daniel Scruggs with Pfizer Animal Health, and I think today we had a good presentation from you, which wound up then actually going into a wet lab for some actual, visual, so we could see besides just on the slides what some of these things really look like. And we're talking mainly about BRD in cattle, and I thought it was interesting your comments talking about how important it is to diagnose properly, and then what kind of treatment applications and timing. And, you know, if you could just tell us, when it comes to this type of a disease, just how important this whole issue is of the timing of the treatment. And then we'll get into the idea of, how long you should treat for and that kind of thing.
Well, first off, probably the most important is timing of the treatment. The diagnosis is important, but 95% of the time when we're targeting bacterial respiratory disease, we know with a high certainty what the four major players are. And as you saw in the wet lab, when you have a lung that achieves a certain level of damage and loss of viability, it's a tough hill to overcome that with just antimicrobials alone, because antimicrobials, all they do is control the bacterial growth. They don't promote the healing any more than stopping bacterial growth. So I said all that to say this: if treatment is delayed and damage is advanced, there's a smaller chance of full recovery and return to productivity of that animal. Typically, cattle are very honest creatures, but as far as being able to tell how sick they are by how they behave, they tend not to be as honest as we like to think. So a lot of times those animals that might appear mildly or moderately sick, when you actually look at the damage that's in the lungs, it's more substantial than you would think just by looking at the animal.
So what would be a good example to use to show how, if you waited too long, what could happen and what the cost of that might be?
The old axioms are, if in doubt, treat. And that stood the test of time. Where our advantage comes now is, you can pull the trigger a little bit quicker, because in times past, if you pulled a calf and you had an everyday antimicrobial, that meant you committed yourself to the next 3 to 4 days to treating that animal every day. Now, you can pull them and treat them with longer antimicrobials and then leave them alone to let them convalesce and heal on their own. So the consequences of overloading hospitals like we used to worry about aren't nearly as dire with the longer-acting antimicrobials, because most of the people pull those animals and treat them and take them back to the pen.
And the reality, if I understood correctly, is that today you've got operations that just literally have so many animals, and there's not enough time to do that kind of treatment every single day on every animal like that.
Well, it's like any other business. Probably for 9 months out of the year, you have the time. But in the cattle business, we all have to acknowledge that at times we get time compressed, and that's when we get into health problems. So that's where the longer-acting anti-infectives really pay the dividends.
But when you speak of those, give us a couple of examples of products that Pfizer Animal Health has to treat in this area that have shown to have that kind of long-term effect.
The flagship products are Draxxin and Exceed. And we have clinical data on Draxxin that goes 7, 10, 14 days. Exceed has clinical and laboratory data to support 7 days worth of therapeutic benefit. Now, I say all that with the knowledge that everybody has to use those products in their own hands. That doesn't mean that you can give Draxxin and wait 14 days. In some operations they do, but in some operations they feel much more comfortable pulling and treating earlier. So you have to use it, evaluate what your treatment response is, evaluate what your retreatments are, and then adjust your time interval for when you need to retreat based upon your own operation.
Well, if you were to give some advice to cattle producer in particular right now, as it comes to treating for this type of disease, what would be the main thing you'd want them to know or take away from the information you presented us today?
Antimicrobials are only a part of the equation. you see people that succeed with some antimicrobials and other people that fail with the same antimicrobials. It's not the antimicrobials' fault. It's the type and quality of cattle. It's how they're housed, how they're managed. The things that tend to improve treatment response is reducing cattle density, not recycling chronics and allowing them contact with new incoming cattle, and making sure that you get palatable feed, hay, all the things that calf needs to make him feel comfortable and convalesce.
Well, thank you very much. That's Dr. Daniel Scruggs with Pfizer Animal Health. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.